Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast presented by the Little Shaman. That's me. Today I wanted to welcome you to part two of our three-part series about borderline personality disorder, narcissistic personality disorder, and antisocial personality disorder, also known as sociopathy or psychopathy. If you have anyone in your life with these diagnoses, then you already know how difficult dealing with them can really be. And that is what this episode centers around, how to deal with a borderline, a narcissist, or a psychopath. And truthfully, difficult isn't really the right word. You know, horrible might be better. Impossible comes to mind. You know, all three of these types of personalities are malignant narcissists, and they can be cruel, provocative, and abusive. Extremely so. There is a method that can help, though, and I'm going to tell you about it today. The key to dealing with any of these type of personalities is to remember that when you're dealing with them, they seek to control. Just in general, you, the conversation, the outcome of the conversation, everything. Everything they do and say is designed to that end. It's their only real argument. It's their only real point. They can argue one side of an argument one day, and then they can argue the exact opposite thing the next day with no cognitive disturbance about it whatsoever. A normal, quote, normal person would not be able to do that. Not without understanding that one of those is a giant lie. One day, it's an argument with the narcissist or the borderline or the psychopath because you didn't do something. The next day, it's an argument because you did do that exact same thing. There's no rhyme or reason to it. There's no way for you to be right. Now, this happens because they don't really have a side in the argument. Their true goal is the argument itself and provoking you into it. Therefore, they just say whatever goes with the side that they're on that's opposite you. It really doesn't matter. As long as they're opposing you, they'll say whatever. They don't have a side, and that's because they don't really have an identity. Their point is just to cause you to argue with them. They're just trying to provoke you into a fight. That is the key to dealing with them. Now, before we get into the method that I'm going to show you, it needs to be said that no contact is the best method of dealing with any of these personalities. No contact is exactly what it sounds like. No contact. You don't talk to them. You don't see them. You do not deal with them. They are all essentially attention seekers, and the more attention you give them, the worse it gets. They're just going to keep focusing on you. After a while, no contact will cause them to move on. So that is the best way to deal with any of them. Now, sometimes that's not possible, and when it's not, then you have to use another method. How do you argue with a borderline or a narcissist or a psychopath? Well, you don't, in a manner of speaking. There's no way to win that. It's pointless. It'll just go around and around and around and around for hours with them escalating it more and more and more. There's no point in it. Their power lies in their ability to create drama and trauma and emotional fireworks and upheaval. The key is to take that away from them. If you can do that, you can control the situation. They rely on you losing control of your emotions and therefore the situation, which they interpret as them then taking control of both the situation and your emotions. That's what they want, and they'll go as far as they have to in order to achieve that. If you can retain control of your emotions by simply not reacting to their endless, ridiculous provocations, it'll go a very, very long way to diffusing the argument before it even starts. Now, it can be really, really difficult to do this. And if you have someone like this in your life, then you know that. The stuff they say is so out of line, but it's important that you do not falter. Even a sigh or a look that goes across your face in 1 second can show them that they've gotten to you. You have to conceal all of your emotional responses totally. It's amazing when you do that too, when you just don't react, because you see the confusion on their face and they keep trying harder and harder and harder, and it starts to get actually kind of funny after a while because it just seems so ridiculous. The way you can achieve that is to try envisioning a blank white wall or a gray rock Sometimes this is known as the gray rock method. Strong, bland, and most of all, featureless. This is what you have to become. You have to show them no face. Malignant narcissists like the borderline, the psychopath, and the pathological narcissist thrive on provoking people into emotional states to where the person can't defend themselves or think clearly. They will endlessly insult, provoke, sidetrack, derail, and stall the conversation until it is hopelessly broken and there's nothing to be gained from it. If you have them in your life, then you know a conversation with one of these people can escalate from 0 to 60 in one sentence because the things they say are so out of line, so disrespectful, so insulting and cruel that it's just impossible to continue. If you can take that weapon away from them, they don't have anything else. That's really, really important to remember. They have no side of the argument, no rationale, no logic, and no point. So if you can take that weapon away, the conversation, in all likelihood, is going to stop right there whenever they see that they can't provoke you into losing control or beating you into a retreat, which is all they're trying to do. One of the most important things in terms of doing that is setting up boundaries. Setting up boundaries is really important, and it's a great tool for managing interaction with malignant narcissists such as a borderline personality, a narcissistic personality, or a psychopath. Because you have to remember, the malignant narcissist in your life wants to argue. They want to hurt you and upset you, and they want your attention most of all. They're going to disrespect any boundaries you set up. As soon as they do so, let them know they've disrespected your boundaries and walk away from the conversation. No matter what they say, do not respond. This takes control of the conversation away from them. They're not going to like that. So you have to be prepared. They might become hysterical and overwrought. It could turn into a situation where they start breaking things or start screaming. They might even attack you physically. You have to be ready for that. If they become hysterical and overwrought because you've taken control and your attention away from them, let them know that the conversation can continue when they've calmed down and can show that they understand the boundaries. Say this in a very unemotional, polite way, and do not add anything more, no matter what they say. It doesn't matter what they say, don't respond. If it's necessary, repeat it exactly the same way until they hear it. Other than this, don't acknowledge anything they say until they're able to demonstrate that they will respect your boundaries. And you need to be prepared for the fact that that might not happen, because that is not what these people are about. It's very, very difficult for them. Now, what are boundaries? Boundaries are behavior that you have decided disrespects you and you will not put up with. So examples of boundaries might be no yelling, no insults, no blaming, no interrupting, no accusations, no threats, whatever rules you put into place so that the conversation doesn't become abusive. And when faced with boundaries, the malignant narcissist can either learn to control their behavior or the conversation can be over. That's it. You don't owe them your attention, and you don't have to engage with anybody who's abusive and disrespectful, regardless of who it is. If it's your mother, if it's your husband, if it's your wife, if it's your child, it doesn't matter. If they don't respect your boundaries, you do not owe them your attention, and you don't have to talk to them. It's up to you to break the cycle, because they're never going to do it. They're not able to do it. If you absolutely have to engage with a malignant narcissist, like a borderline or a pathological narcissist or a sociopath, try to remember some do's and some don'ts. Okay, I'll give you the don'ts first. Don't engage in conversations that aren't absolutely necessary. If you don't have to talk to them, don't. Don't react to their attempts at emotional provocation at all. This is what they want, and they're just trying to drag you into an argument that's never going to end. Don't acknowledge baseless accusations. If you have one of these personalities in your life, then you know they love to say absolutely crazy things. Just don't acknowledge it, just ignore it. Don't allow them to sidetrack the conversation. Make sure you ignore all attempts to do that. If you need information from them, such as if you're in a divorce and you need to find out when your significant narcissistic other is coming to pick up the child, Don't respond to anything they say that doesn't have to do with that. Just ignore it. Don't respond to attempts to project or flip the situation around to you. If you're trying to get information out of the narcissist, the borderline, or the psychopath about why they did something or about something that they did, don't allow them to start asking about you. Oh, well, why did you do this? Just ignore that. Do not respond to insults with your own insults. You are not going to win the insult game with a malignant narcissist. It's just not going to happen. So just ignore it. Don't acknowledge hysteria or temper tantrums. This can be really hard because they often like to throw things. They might spit on you. They might break your things. They might start screaming or beating their head into the wall and things like that. You have to ignore that. If they become too out of control, call the police. And the police can deal with it. But if you acknowledge their temper tantrums or their hysteria, then you're rewarding their behavior and teaching them that if they act like that, they can get your attention. Or they can get what they want, which is your attention anyway. So if they become too out of control, call the police. Other than that, ignore it. It's the same way you would respond to a child throwing a temper tantrum. You just act like it's not happening. They need to learn that acting that way is not going to get them what they want. Don't try to make them understand how much they're hurting you. This is pointless. It's a waste of time. Don't make excuses, defend yourself, or rationalize. Just say what you have to say in a flat tone of voice. Don't make any excuses. Don't defend yourself. It's pointless anyway. They're not listening and they're never going to believe you, so it doesn't really matter. Don't apologize needlessly and don't give in to methods of emotional blackmail. You can also call that emotional extortion. Do not, this is the most important one right here, do not continue the conversation if you feel that you can't stay unemotional. That is the most important thing. If you don't feel that you can stay unemotional, don't keep talking to them. Now here are the do's. Do engage in conversations that are necessary. You cannot let their behavior stop things from happening that need to happen. Do state your purpose, your answer, your side, whatever, with clarity and without emotion. That's really, really important. They're looking for any way they can get in there and provoke you and upset you, so don't give it to them. Do establish and keep boundaries. If you say, if you bring up such and such, I'm not talking to you anymore, or this conversation will be over, and then they bring it up and you still keep talking, you just told them that it's worthless. It has to be true. You have to make sure that you keep the boundaries. Do walk away from the conversation if you need to. There's nothing keeping you there to talk to them. And considering how they've acted, no one would blame you if you don't. Do end the conversation if boundaries are not respected. This is really important. You have to take a stand and say, I am not going to tolerate the way that you're acting. I'm not going to tolerate the way you're disrespecting me. I'm not going to tolerate the way you're treating me. You have to be willing to take your attention away from them. Walk away from them, walk out of the room, walk out of the house, whatever you have to do. Do recognize that other people's emotions and actions are their own responsibility. If you have a borderline or a narcissist or a psychopath in your life, then you know their favorite game to play is come listen to my list of reasons why all my faults are all your fault. It's their favorite game to play. You need to remember that it's their own problem, their own responsibility. They felt like that and were this way before you ever met them. It's not your fault. You didn't make them like that. It doesn't matter what they say. It's not true. If you can stick to this method of dealing with them, it will greatly reduce the amount of stress and upheaval that the malignant narcissist in your life is able to create. Unfortunately, nothing can eliminate these things totally, of course, except the narcissist's permanent exit from your life. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast by The Little Shaman with me, The Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.